We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, delightful viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies channel 65. In Utul, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Wecam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Shanghua Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Qinghe Cable TV. Yongjia Le Cable TV on Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, China promotes energy efficiency. In Veg News, the world's first vegan Earth Day is just around the corner. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 17th, is the Independence Day of Iceland, observing its attainment of self-government in 1944. An island northwest of the United Kingdom between Greenland Sea and the North Atlantic Ocean, Iceland is well known for its sagas. These are medieval prose narratives about historical heroes. Since the Icelanders' language has remained quite constant over the years, 12th and 13th century literature, including the sagas, can still be read quite easily. Iceland's volcanic islands of Surtsey was recently formed from 1963 to 1967. Now a United Nations educational, scientific and cultural organization, World Heritage Site, it is in a pristine location with an abundance of flora and fauna. In 2008, Iceland was named the most harmonious nation by the Australia-based Global Peace Index. Our best wishes, loving residents of Iceland, for a festive Independence Day. Today is also the World Day to combat desertification and drought. It recognizes the adoption of the United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification on June 17, 1994. It is a day to promote understanding of the need for global cooperation to reduce desertification and drought. This year's theme is Conserving Land and Water equals Securing Our Common Future. Events such as seminars, campaigns and art shows are taking place internationally to bring attention to this urgent situation. May the Earth citizens continue to work together to bring about a viable and flourishing planet for all.
Hawaiian News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from the Dominican Republic. Days of storms with relentless rains in late May swept over the Dominican Republic and the neighboring nation of Haiti. At least 6 people lost their lives and 14 communities were isolated. More than 4,000 were left homeless as approximately 740 houses were damaged.
On May 25th, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $15,000 in emergency aid, asking our association's relief team to please go if possible, conveying her condolence and prayers. The $15,000 amount could purchase an equivalent of $87,000 in items if bought in the United States, based on the Dominican Republic's cost of living.
Covering their own expenses, our association's relief team from Costa Rica and Houston, Texas, USA, traveled to help the disaster victims on June 2nd. Once there, they were able to purchase nearly 350 rations of food, hygiene supplies, and toys that were packed with the help of a crew from the Plaza Lama supermarket. They also included Supreme Master Qinghai's informative SOS flyers along with the packages. The relief items and toys were delivered with the help of local Red Cross supervisor Sergio Vargas to 2 orphanage centers and 300 local families in a Red Cross shelter.
The locals of the island, as well as the Red Cross team members, expressed their gratitude for the relief items and the SOS flyers. Some members of the Red Cross promised to reduce their meat consumption to help curb global warming.
Muchas gracias a la maestra por la cooperación que ha donado a esta persona que lo han necesitado. Le damos muchas gracias de todo corazón. Y esperando que sigan ayudando a las demás personas que lo necesitan.
Le damos gracias a esa bella señora, Qinghai, por haberse portado en esta bella condición con nosotros, los San Cristobalenses dominicanos. En la hora que han dicho presente, sí la necesitábamos, sí la esperábamos. No estamos cerca de ella, pero ella está en nuestro corazón. Y todos los días oraremos. Y le daremos gracias a Dios por lo que ella ha hecho y por lo que han hecho los voluntarios que ella ha mandado a nuestro país.
We send our appreciation, Mr. Sergio Vargas, the Red Cross, and members of the Plaza Lama supermarket for your caring assistance. We are also thankful to Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving aid and to our association's relief team for their efforts to help the Dominican people. We pray for the storm victims' quick recuperation to the fulfillment of their day-to-day lives and that such disasters ease as humanity strives for kinder consideration of all beings in our ecosphere.
Thank you.
fire scorched Greece. Beginning on Saturday near the city of Thebes, fires endangered homes as they blazed through forest, farmland, and properties. Strong winds caused the fires to spread north of the nation's capital city of Athens towards the town of Rizona, with black smoke shrouding the sky for miles as firefighters worked to control the flames.
Residents and farmers have been asked to evacuate the region. There have fortunately been no reports of casualties. We are thankful to know of the safety of the Greek people and sincerely appreciate the heroic efforts of the firefighters working to quench the flames. Let us all step toward better respect for the environment to help ease dangerous events such as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Water use by factory farms threatens local community. Numerous confined animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, on and near the Yakima Reservation in Washington, USA, have left the Native American community chronically short of water. With decreased water supplies and ever-growing threat in a warming world, many organizations, including the Stockholm International Water Institute and waterfootprint.org, have reported that animal products require significant water stores, while a plant-based diet is highly water efficient. During a visit with Supreme Master Television, a member of the Yakima tribe shared her community's experiences and concerns.
We also know that one of the local dairies who has 12 to 14,000 cows uses approximately 33,000 gallons of drinking water a day. And these often in our area, they don't have permits to do it. They're getting the water for free. And what we're saying is that our water is not here for these factory farms to come in to destroy. These factory farms are ruining our air, our water, and consuming the water that's here with total disregard to the people or the animals involved. We've been told by one of the local experts along the hill south of Hera, the water table has dropped 100 feet. If we have no water, I would like to quote one of the Yakima elders. He said, "With no water, there will be no Yakima people."
Understanding the enormous water requirements of meat production is just one way of grasping the comprehensive societal costs of consuming animal products, including pork. Pig factory farms have been linked to the current swine flu outbreak, which represents another social cost.
The swine flu has now caused a total of about 36,000 illnesses across 81 countries, with more than 170 fatalities. First ever cases have just been announced in Sri Lanka, Yemen, Jordan, and Qatar.
So far, the most vulnerable groups have been overweight individuals, expectant mothers, and those with underlying asthma or diabetic conditions.
We thank those community members who have courageously spoken about the impact of factory farms on their quality of life. Our sorrow for the victims of the swine flu and their loved ones, as we pray that all humans join in the humane action of choosing a plant-based diet for the good of public health and sustainability of countless communities.
Scientists raise alert levels of the link between meat and cancer. UK cancer researchers conducted a survey that found that two-thirds of the more than 2,000 people polled were not aware of the harm created by eating meat. with what are now clearly increased health risks that include cancers such as bowel, liver, esophagus, and even lung cancer, the scientists say there is a need to create more awareness.
Chief Executive Marilyn Gentry of the World Cancer Research Fund said, "It is a concern if over two-thirds of people are not aware of the link because the evidence is very strong. This is why advice from experts is that the best amount of processed meat to eat is none at all." Thank you, Chief Executive Gentry and World Cancer Research Fund, for this revealing research as well as your stated concerns. We too pray that more and more make the connection of the harmful health impacts of meat and shift their lifestyles towards the beneficial plant-based diet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
U.S. hosts visit from Zimbabwe.
I want to welcome Prime Minister Tsvangirai to the Oval Office.
U.S. President Barack Obama welcomed Zimbabwean Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai to the White House for meetings with himself and other U.S. officials to promote Zimbabwe's greater inclusion in global affairs. President Obama also announced that $73 million U.S. dollars in assistance would be provided to the people of Zimbabwe.
I think the Prime Minister is committed to significant concrete improvement in the day-to-day lives of the people of Zimbabwe. We are grateful to him. We want to encourage him to continue to make progress. The United States is a friend to the people of Zimbabwe. I've committed $73 million in assistance to Zimbabwe.
Prime Minister Tsvangirai expressed his country's thanks, saying that the funds will be used to rebuild water and sanitation infrastructure, as well as hospitals and schools.
I want to thank you for that demonstrable leadership in assisting the people of Zimbabwe, and I want to take the opportunity to thank the humanitarian support at the West we have experienced over the years, and the continued expression of support.
Our gratitude, and heaven bless President Obama and the United States for your support of brethren in Zimbabwe. May your country's cordial relations flourish in peace and prosperity.
India's Film Academy announces 2009 winners. Complete with a green carpet to raise awareness of planetary global warming, the International Indian Film Academy, or IIFA, honored Bollywood's best in a lively celebration of the 10th annual ceremony this past Saturday at the Cotai Arena in Macau, China. Eclipsing the event was the historical film Jodha Akbar, a love story between a Hindu princess and a Muslim emperor, dominated the event as it took 6 prizes, including Best Picture, Best Actor for Hrithik Roshan, and Best Director for Ashutosh Gorarikar. The Best Actress award went to former Ms. World Priyanka Chopra for her role in the film Fashion. Our warm accolades, all awardees and participants in this year's International Indian Film Academy ceremonies. We join audiences worldwide in looking forward to more extraordinary entertainment from the talented film artists of India.
Save Our Planet, Saving the Amazon Rainforest from Exploitation. A new study published in Science magazine found that clearing the Amazon for economic gain only brings a short period of financial profit while permanently damaging the environment. For example, since the early 1990s, one-third of the areas cleared for cattle have been abandoned and left uselessly vacant. Researchers found similarly that the income, life expectancy, and literacy of the people engaging in these activities also fell over time.
Scientists such as Dr. Carlos Nobre of Brazil Space Research Institute and chair of the International Geosphere Biosphere Program are thus calling for the halt of such exploitation, saying that it ultimately harms both people and the climate.
Nós precisamos abandonar a economia, a contínua expansão da fronteira agropecuária na Amazônia, a economia do gado, a economia da madeira ilegal. Nós precisamos inventar o que vem a seguir. Se nós não empreendermos o primeiro passo para criar esse novo modelo, as atividades tradicionais que estão lá na Amazônia, como a pecuária extensiva, a pecuária ineficiente, elas, em algumas décadas, elas vão ter comido 30, 40, 50% da Amazônia.
We thank Dr. Nobre and international researchers for your concern and pray we may quickly heed your advice to protect the Amazon and people's lives through wise, sustainable choices.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has often spoken about the irreplaceable value of forests, such as during the following discussion via teleconference with Supreme Master Television staff in January 2008.
You see, just like the Amazon rainforest, because it has been there for a long time, thousands of millions of years, it's the lung of the world. And even if you plant new trees, it's not the same, even that. The bigger the tree, the older the tree, the more effective to produce oxygen and neutralize the carbon dioxide. So I don't know if the government are in train to build something to reflect the heat back to the space. In such a large area and in such a big, huge, effective way, like the way the natural has made.
It's not just the technologies, because the karma is more important than just the technology. So we have to meditate on vegetarianism for all the people to have peace and to be vegetarian, and the technology added to it as well.
Save Our Planet. Indonesian islanders protect endangered sea turtles. In response to a 2005 agreement made with the government and conservation groups, residents of Runduma Island in Indonesia have changed their way of life and begun protecting endangered turtles. According to the World Wildlife Fund, some 243 turtles laid approximately 3,000 eggs in 2008, compared to just 20 in 2006.
Hatipa, a native resident of Runduma Island, said of the agreement, "I stopped collecting eggs because I was afraid that if it continued, future generations would never know what a turtle looked like." She added, "Nobody came here before, but now we have celebrity visits. Turtles have given us their blessings."
We sincerely thank the residents of Runduma Island and the Indonesian government for your shared commitment and support in protecting the precious marine turtles. May heaven's blessings continue to shower upon all the caring guardians of our natural world.
Save Our Planet. American celebrities are actively lending their voices and visibility to raise awareness about the link between food and the environment through support of films such as The End of the Line on overfishing and Food Inc. on industrial food production.
Save Our Planet. Following a moratorium on deforestation set by Philippine Environment Secretary Lito Atienza, the government of Baguio City has stopped granting permits for removing trees.
Save Our Planet. The effects of global warming in Uganda are evidenced by satellite images that show an almost complete disappearance of the ice caps from Mount Speke, the highest peak of the country's Ruwenzori Mountains, along with increased floods, droughts, and malaria-carrying mosquitoes at higher altitudes.
Save Our Planet. Researchers from Climate Science Initiative at Iowa State University, USA, find that wind speed in the country has been decreasing in recent decades due to lower pressure zones created by rising temperatures at the Earth's poles.
Jolly the Gopher with my sweet daughter Gopi.
Hi everyone, Mom and I are totally vegetarian.
We're here with a fun tip of the day.
For those jeans you no longer wear, you can make them into a cool bag.
The first thing you need to do is remove the legs of the jeans with a pair of scissors. Then cut the back of the jeans below the pocket to where the two pant legs meet in the center.
After that's done, turn the remaining part inside out and stitch the bottom to make a purse-like shape.
Now it's time for the handle.
For that, you can cut a narrow piece of fabric to the length you want from the legs of the jeans.
Then sew them to each side of your bag and presto, you're done!
Your new creation can be used for the grocery shopping instead of using a paper or a plastic bag.
Thank you for your attention and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
In Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from the United States. Our association members from Tucson, Arizona, USA attended the 27th annual Tucson Solar Potluck at the scenic Catalina State Park. This free public event is the longest running solar cooking gathering in North America. There were over 30 solar cookers and ovens present, many of them homemade.
How much of solar technology can someone do in their backyard? I see a lot of homemade units around here.
There's lots of designs out there for different solar cookers. You can build one for as little as $25 in an afternoon's time.
Our association members were invited to share the SOS, Be Veg, Go Green, Save the Planet message with attendees. A table was set up to share all the delicious vegetarian food which people had made in their solar ovens. Thank you, residents of Tucson, for your long-time commitment to eco-friendly technologies. May your city in the sun continue to enjoy the gift of clean and abundant energy.
In good governance news, China promotes energy efficiency. A decrease of nearly 3% in energy intensity has been recorded within the first quarter of 2009. In addition, more funding has been proposed to improve environmental issues such as forest conservation, reducing water pollution, and expansion of the sewage and refuse disposal facilities. Our respectful appreciation, China, for your steps towards greening your beautiful country. With Godspeed, may all nations move forward on the road to nurturing this precious ecosphere. Up next on Noteworthy News, the world's first Vegan Earth Day will soon be celebrated. We'll just go for a hug. Be right back. Stay tuned for more meaningful news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gratifying news for a happier world. In Veg News, the world's first ever Vegan Earth Day will take place on June 21st. This special day is intended to raise awareness among governments, the media and public about the benefits of turning to a plant-based vegan diet. In communities around the world, the planet-saving diet will be celebrated through activities such as speakers, films, music, parades and vegan food samplings. We pray that all Earth citizens are graced to adopt a life-enhancing vegan lifestyle for a vibrant future for our planet.
And now for some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled, Next Time.
Có một nhà văn mới tập viết lần bộ than phiền với một nhà văn khác.
Anh biết không, tôi mới viết xong một cái truyện dài nè, định gửi cho các báo mà lấy một ít tiền, nhưng mà truyện không được vừa ý lắm. Chắc là tôi phải ký một cái tên khác mà thôi. Anh chàng nhà văn kia cười hì hì, nói rằng, thôi, bày vẽ làm chi lắm chuyện, bác ký cái gì người ta cũng ngửi thấy là văn của bác.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Hey, the Supreme Master Television Team und Zuschauer von Supreme Master Television. Ich möchte euch heute erzählen von der wunderbaren Begebenheit, wie ich diesen sehr erhebenden, bemerkenswerten Sender gefunden habe. Und ich habe mich so gefreut, friedvollen, liebevollen, erhebenden Kommunikations... Und das ist genau das, was ich immer gesucht habe. Und ich dachte, alle Leute müssen doch unbedingt davon erfahren und davon hören und diesen wunderbaren Sender sich anschauen. Danke euch, dass ihr alle so gute Arbeit leistet, dass das allen Menschen Glück und Frieden und Segen bringt. Ich wünsche euch alles Gute für eure weitere Arbeit und ich danke euch von ganzem Herzen. Alles auf Liebe euch. Eure Gudrun aus München.
Gentle Gudrun, it's nice to hear from you. Please help share with your forward-thinking German co-citizens the essential message of saving our planet through the organic vegan diet.
When people feel deep in their hearts how much the destructive global warming is caused by factory farming and the killing of weaker animals, a plant-based lifestyle is a natural choice. Thank you for your beautiful love, and may heaven bless you, your family, and great Germany always.
Do you have a hotline today? We would very much appreciate hearing your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your soul resonate with ardent love for God.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. The U.S. begins the process of shutting down its Manas Air Base in Kyrgyzstan to be completed by mid-August.
A delegation of the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, visits Dong Nai Province in Ao Lac or Vietnam to develop programs for improving the lives of disabled children in the province.
Leaders of Palestine's Fatah and Hamas groups jointly agreed to end political arrests and work toward releasing each other's detainees.
Six-year-old Tyler Egan from Missouri, USA, saves his mom, three-year-old brother, and dog Howie from a burning house by waking them up so they can safely evacuate after he smelled smoke.
The Red Crescent Authority, or RCA, of Abu Dhabi handed out 2,000 food packages of snacks and beverages to drivers and health aid workers stranded in the heat between Guwei Fat and Saudi Bat Ha checkpoints.
Mr. Wang Minh Meng of Binh Duong Province in Ao Lac or Vietnam spends his savings and pension money on building and running a shelter for the homeless, elderly, and disabled abandoned by their families.
U.S. Hollywood celebrities, politicians, and former political prisoners from around the world join an online campaign calling for the release of the Burmese democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi.
Chinese archaeologists begin a new exploration of the site near Xi'an, the capital of northwestern Shanxi province, which in 1974 began to yield the famous terracotta army clay figures.
Judges in Malawi allow singer and humanitarian Madonna to adopt three-year-old Chifundo Mercy James, saying that it is possible to be a global citizen and citing the singer's commitment to helping disadvantaged children.
As part of an exchange program sponsored by World Vision Taiwan, aspiring young teen journalists from Formosa or Taiwan will journey to El Salvador and chronicle their adventures with their Central American peers.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.